Hi, and welcome to another episode of A Typical Tuesday. So, the other day, me and my friends were having a discussion on books, and one of them asked me these coolest questions regarding books. So, I thought, why not to share it with my listeners? And here I am. So, in this podcast, I'll be answering to those questions. And so, yeah, let's get started with this question answer session. First question up top is, what is the first book I remember reading? Okay, so my first book was Alice in the Wonderland. And I think everyone must have read this in their childhood. And you know what? The best part in the book that fascinated me was pictures. Like, I really enjoyed the pictures. Next question, what are you currently reading? Okay, so my current read is A Walk to Remember by Nicholas Sparks. And this is my first book by Sparks. I'm on 100th page and it's going good. And let me tell you, I'm liking the book better than the movie. So guys, never judge a book by its movie. Yeah. Next question. Do I use two bookmarks method? So before answering to this question, for those who don't know about this technique, let me tell you. So we use two bookmarks, one to indicate where you are and the other one to indicate your goal for the day. And once you reach your goal, you can reward yourself. So my answer will be, no, I don't prefer this method in my reading habit. You know what, I actually used this for 2 to 3 months, but somehow it didn't work for me. So I was like, let's just go with the flow. Else it's a very good technique if you really want to kickstart your reading habit. So here comes the next question. Which author do you think is overrated? Okay, time to spit out the venom. So number one would be Chetan Bhagat. With all due respect, he writes so impractical and I feel his stories are so cliche. And if I talk about the book One Night at the Call Center, I think the author knew how bad this book was and published it anyway. And I feel why a lot of people, including me, really hate this novel. Basically, this book describes about the saga of Indian call center employees going through ridiculous situations, and the characters in the book suddenly find true meaning in their lives when God calls them upon a cell phone. And you know, the character's hatred for Americans really bothered me. An American wrote novel that expressed opinions about the people of India, it would be immediately identified as racist. Anyways, let's move to the next question. Share your weirdest book confession. Okay, so I used to lie that I had read certain books when I was younger to feel smart. But I swear I don't anymore. Sixth question. So what is your favorite lockdown read? So mine is A Room Called Earth by Madeline. This book is an experience. Basically, this novel is about an autistic lady going out to a party in Australia. What proceeds is a description of her experience, and that gives you a glimpse into how the autistic mind sees the world. So I want to share this line from the book. It goes like, being treated like an object can destroy you. So it's very impactful and I would definitely recommend everyone to go through it. Now let's move to the next question. Name that one book that the world has read but you haven't. There are many, but I'll go for The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck or 50 Shades of Grey. Although I know the plot of this book, but let me tell you the plot in a nutshell. So the story revolves around a character named Mr. Grey who loves to play with colors. Well, just kidding. By the way, Harry Potter can also be included in this card. So last but not the least, which book do you think is perfect for a non-reader who wants to get into the habit? I think so Pride and Prejudice perfectly fits into this category. Now, last question. Describe your love for books with your favorite dessert. Okay, it would be dark chocolate cake. I can never say no to. So this brings me to the end of the podcast. If you liked this episode, please let me know. And thank you for listening. And tune in for the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.